This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Danvers High football coach Ryan Nolan. Coach Nolan, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, you guys pulled out an overtime win. Anytime a game goes into overtime, it's up for grabs for sure. But a 22-20 win over Reading last Friday night. And let's begin right there. What jumps out at you, Coach?
I think the biggest thing is the kids just kept battling. And we've had all three of our games have been close games that have come down to the final couple minutes. And it didn't turn out the way we would have liked the first two games, but the kids being able to battle and make the plays at the end when it mattered, I think that's a huge confidence boost for the whole team in general, and just helps reinforce, you know, the kind of things we're pushing, just playing as a team, playing hard, playing for the guy next year, doing your job and eliminating kind of the silly penalties that shot us in the foot a couple times in the previous games.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with another coach earlier today. I mean, and in your case, you've played tough opponents and you've had close games, you know, right from the beginning. So it's the margin of error here has been very slim for you guys. So I guess when you look at that, I mean, it looks to me like usually I save the preview of the next game for a little bit later on in the interview, but we're really right on target here because Winthrop presents another tough problem for you, I think, this week. They've played some teams very tough this year.
Yeah, and I mean, they're always a very good team, and they present a lot of problems with the way they play offense, the way they play defense. They move around, they're physical, they're fast, they're athletic, they're really well coached in all those aspects, and they really make you prepare, and they stretch you out. And, you know, you got to be ready, and it's not just a physical be up for them because you know they're going to be physical. You have to be on your game mentally as well to align to formations and deal with their stunts and blitzes. So it's obviously a big challenge. And, again, last year they got the best of us as well. And, you know, we know that they're a team not to take lightly, and they've got a ton of kids back from last year's team too. So we're hoping it's a real good game.
Yeah, I saw them last week, Coach, against Swampscott, and obviously they had a very good second half in that game against the Big Blue with some big runs, which will be the focus of containment for you guys this week.
Oh, absolutely. They've got a really good line. They've got a couple of guards and other players that can really get out there when they're running their sweeps and perimeter plays, and they also have some real quick, athletic, good running backs that can, you know, take it all the way to the house, you know, 80-yard runs at any point because they got that speed and athleticism. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. And, you know, especially a little bit more stress on the outside guys with the run fits and being able to be a force player and being able to contain properly off of that. And they do a lot of things that make it really difficult to you to really establish that edge with the way they block things and do things as well.
Coach, when you look at back to your game, the Reading game, the overtime win, when you look at that game, were you doing things in that game better than you were doing in the previous games, do you think?
For the whole game, I think we ran the ball a lot more effectively. We were able to get a little bit more downhill. We, you know, in that two-back power and counter game, I think we did a good job, and a lot of kids stepped up. We had one new guard who stepped in for an injured player, Joe Nugent, who played great. And, you know, I think our run game was the biggest thing that we took a big step forward this past week versus Reading.
Well, tell me about Owen Gazanowski, who's been around for a while, it seems like, playing for you guys. But he had a big game with, over 100 yards rushing, I believe, right, if I'm mistaken? Maybe I'm wrong on that. Yeah.
Yeah, he had about 137, I believe, rushing. And
yep.
Then he had another 50 receiving with six catches. So, and he returned kicks, and he was the long snapper on PAT, and he punted on punt team, so he really does do almost everything for us, you know, as far as he's on in every play, on every special team, just brings so much to the table. And outside of his ability, his competitiveness in the last game or two, his leadership on the sideline and in the game has been, before he was a vocal, emotional leader, and I think he's gone a little bit more of a perspective going into the third, fourth game of, you know, sometimes grabbing guys and calming them down. And, you know, he's been a great leader, and obviously he's a great player for us.
You know, as a runner, how would you describe him as a runner? You know, as you know, you got size, runners run are successful in many different ways. How would you describe Owen's success?
He's an explosive guy, hit in the hole. He's tough to bring down and a physical runner. He's got the speed to break big gains. One of the biggest critiques we gave him is he sometimes likes to finish runs through people in the open field, and trying to get him to understand that if he makes that one guy miss, you know, we could, there's a lot more yardage out there. But, you know, I think he's a guy who's just ultra competitive and tough, and he's an explosive athlete, and he's got the speed and size. He's a pretty complete package as a football player, whether it's running, blocking, receiving, playing defense, first run versus pass. You know, he's a real good player, and he's a real good kid.
You know, I want to follow up with you on your passing game as well, your quarterbacking game and receiving, because I know you're throwing the ball some this year as well. So maybe tell me more about the quarterback situation and the receivers this year.
Yeah, I mean, Travis is a kid who's played since his freshman year, and he, like, some of the throws he made were unreal. At the end of the game on a tough fourth down, he hit a very tough pass to Luke Mativi, who's really stepped up for us, one of the wide receivers, and put the ball just where he needed to. And he's had a lot of those throws over the course of this year in his career. And, you know, he can run the ball as well, and he's done a good job with that, and he's a leader. We maybe didn't throw the ball as much as we did previously, but I believe he was 9 of 12 on his pass attempts, so he was super efficient with getting the ball out there, and he also adds the run game as well to us, too. So he's got the ability to break it and get tough yards for us as well.
Yeah, 109 yards passing. I saw that, yes. And, I want maybe one last question, Coach, would be your defense. And maybe you could single out a few guys. You kind of did earlier, I think, but single out a few guys that are contributing defensively for you, because obviously a key when you're winning and losing close games this year.
I think it's somewhat tough to single out one or two guys, but Kevin Burke has been doing an unbelievable job for us on offense and defense, making plays in the pass game, rushing the passer, and in the run game. Logan Mativi is another kid who's been super versatile to us and just keeps making plays. I know Adam Gazofsky is most of the time double-teamed and just slugging out inside, and most people don't see that, but he's a difference maker inside. But I think generally, you know, the mark of a good defense is a team that plays together. And I think our DBs have stepped up, and we've got five guys for four positions that we really, really feel comfortable with. Our backers have come along with new guys like George DeBoole playing in there alongside Grayson Jackson, who's recovering from an injury and getting in shape and getting better every week. And then we've got kids up front that are just doing their job, whether they're three-year starters or kind of new guys to playing. So all around, I think it's a consistent team effort and people playing together and trusting each other, doing their assignments and taking care of their job and playing as a unit.
Well, Ryan, you've packed a lot of information into this interview. It's been great stuff. Anything else you want to share with us about Danvers football as you get ready for this next week of action?
I just think it's important for us to stay the course, and this win was huge in just keeping the morale up and the confidence. And I just really believe if our kids keep working hard and we're willing to adapt and change and put ourselves in good situations as coaches, that we've got the ability to play with anyone. And I just think it can't be overlooked how hard the kids work in season, you know, out of season, either watching film or at practice, in the weight room. I just really have a lot of respect for the kids and the effort they put in. And it's not easy when you start 0-2, but they stuck with it, and that's the reason they won, you know, versus Reading.
Oh, you know, I got to ask you one last question, Coach, and that's the obvious one here, the overtime. So your game's tied at 14 going into overtime, but you've got the but you pulled out the win 22-20. So just give us a note or two from the overtime.
We've got them a defensive look just to pressure them, and it was super effective, and we got them to 4th and 13, and their quarterback's a real good athlete, and we kind of had a hiccup on responsibility trying to rush him, and he put the ball in the corner of the end zone, and they made a great play. But we were able to come back and stop the two-point conversion. George DeBoole, one of our small inside linebackers who's new, made a huge stick at the goal line, and we were able to move to it and not let him in. And then we were able to run the ball effectively, and we punched in the touchdown. And then on the two-point conversion, we did a quick little speed option to Owen Gazanowski, and he found a way to get it in, you know, with people all around him. And it wasn't exactly easy, but he made it happen, and that's the type of player he is.
Gotcha. Great story. Great game last week. And, Coach, we appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I really appreciate everything you do, and thank you very much.
All right, great talking with you. That's Coach Ryan Nolan with us here on MSO from Danvers Football here on MSONewsSports.com.